Now, on the subject of heart disease and strokes and things, one of the biggest killers, actually, of all humankind is heart disease. And about one person in every three will ultimately die of a heart attack or heart disease as a consequence of that being the case. But now there may be a new way to tackle heart disorders. And Daria Moshley-Rosen is a researcher at Stanford in America. And she's come up with a way, well, a new way perhaps, to recreate a condition called cardiac preconditioning. This is where the heart in some way becomes resistant to the effects of stress and reduced oxygen and blood flow, perhaps because you've had that for a while. So if you have preconditioning, you're resistant to those effects. So she's actually found a way of minimising the damage to hearts if you give animals a certain drug. And we're now going to find out whether or not this might work in humans. Hello, Daria. Thank you for joining us.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So tell us a bit about this research.
Well, it started, as you told the audience, with a quest to understand how the heart is managing to protect itself from damage if a full-blown heart attack occurs. Quite a few researchers were trying to see if we can put it in a bottle, so to speak. And so the approach we took is to look at a number of agents that give the heart a preconditioning-like effect, and see whether something in common can pop up. And what we found is that this enzyme called aldehyde dehydrogenase is the one that changes more consistently with the amount of damage that there is in the heart after heart attack or a model of heart attack. So the bigger the damage, the lower the activity of the enzyme. The smaller the damage, the higher the activity of the enzyme.
So is your theory then that what's going on in people who have long-standing heart disease, the heart, by being stressed, makes more of this enzyme, so that if someone then has a heart attack, they're more protected, whereas if someone has a heart attack out of the blue, they have low levels of this enzyme, and therefore the heart is more damaged?
Actually, what's interesting is it's not that the heart is making more of the enzyme, but it actually makes it a little bit more active. So it takes the same enzyme that it has all the time, but just makes it a little bit more active. And we were interested to understand how it happens, and we found the mechanism, but then we thought this is all a correlation, that increasing the activity of the enzyme is really correlating with decreased damage.
And how does the enzyme work, Daria?
It is getting rid of this, what we call free radicals, these nasty things that accumulate in the organ when there is less oxygen and nutrients. In fact, free radicals are accumulating in a variety of diseases, and this enzyme is one of the important enzymes that get rid of those very reactive agents that accumulate in the organ during these ischemic events, these heart attack events.
And how are you managing to increase the levels of the enzyme in your experimental system?
Yeah, so what we do is we do not increase the level of the enzyme, but we increase its activity. We search for a small molecule that can enhance the activity of the enzyme by screening hundreds of thousands of molecules in a sensitive assay. And we found this little molecule being more or less the size of aspirin that can increase the activity of the enzyme by about twofold.
And this is in animals, presumably?
That's absolutely just rats. Yeah, nothing has been done in animals other than rats. And it's important to point out that studies in rats, as much as encouraging they are not really telling you unequivocally whether it will work in humans. It needs to be determined.
Sure, but it's a guide, isn't it? So you would put this molecule into the animal or the human in the future, and it would in some way increase the activity of their own aldehyde dehydrogenase enzyme. This would protect the heart in the context of a heart attack. So how much damage do you think you could prevent happening with this strategy?
Yeah, in the rats, when we know exactly when the event will occur, since we are inducing it, we can reduce the damage by 60%. In human, as you know, we unfortunately don't know when a patient will have a heart attack and how long the heart attack will be and so on. So it is difficult to determine how much protection you will have. But we are particularly encouraged with this finding for users in scenarios other than just heart attack. For example, during bypass surgery, when there is a period that is determined by the surgeon in which the oxygen and nutrients to the heart are reduced. We also think that it will be able to protect the brain, for example, during these periods of low flow of blood to the body.
Thank you very much, Daria.
Thank you.
That's Daria Moshley-Rosen, who's a researcher at Stanford University and has found a way to protect the heart, potentially, from heart disease in the future. So let's keep an eye peeled on that one.
Bringing the facts to bear. The Naked Scientists. You are listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, Kat Arney and Dave Ansell. Don't forget that we're also all over the world because we're beaming this programme live into Second Life from 6pm UK time, that's 10am Second Life time. There's a great group of avatars out there who discuss the science in the show, ask us questions, so if you want to join them, do visit the Scilands. Search for The Naked Scientists and drop by our palatial mansion. You can relax on one of our sun lounges and listen to the show. And while you're online, why not tell us how we can make the show even better? We do want to hear from you about what you like, what you dislike about the show. So we set up a survey at thenakedscientist.com/survey.